This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. Michelle Bowers is drawn to abandoned buildings. The more decrepit, the more interesting to her, the bigger the mystery of just what happened. A few years ago, she started taking pictures of these buildings, venturing out primarily around her Franklin County home. When she started posting those pictures on Facebook, she got an enormous response, and she joins me now to talk about it all. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
So how many buildings have you photographed so far?
Gosh, I'm guessing maybe 1,000.
And how do you find the houses?
Well, it's interesting. My daughters and I have two daughters, and we get in the car in the evenings and put the sunroof down, radio on, and we just start driving. If we get to an intersection, I let them each take a turn right or left, and they're always on the lookout. If they find one, it's like, oh, we found one, and we just pull over and go from there.
So they're not saying, you know, Mom, do we have to go out and do this again? She's putting us in the car to look for buildings. They're implicit in it all.
They love it. Well, the 14-year-old more so than the 7-year-old. Sometimes she gives a little, really? But for the most part, they like it.
You know, a lot of these buildings are condemned in some way, and so we see signs saying no trespassing. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons is because structurally, they can be very unsound.
Right.
But you go in them.
If there's no trespassing, I generally try to stay away, I'll stay on the outside of it. But there have been a couple where I've just been like, no, I have to get in it. But my rule is we don't touch anything, we don't take anything, and we walk carefully.
And do you sometimes think when you've entered into one of these, you look around and hear things creaking and say, oh no?
Yeah, we do. We do. But my biggest concern lately is just wondering if somebody else is in there.
Why do this? What is the interest to you?
It's almost like a passion. I always hated history in school, but this seems like a way to get back into history. And especially when we go to some places and find like the old cemeteries and you just try to get a feeling for it. But my kids, that's the part my kids have loved is, you know, just learning about the history of it.
When we drive by these abandoned buildings, I mean, I'm sure we've all had the experience of driving by and they're overgrown with weeds and mm-hmm. trees sometimes are coming out. What do you see when you actually do get out of your car and get close to these buildings? What still comes through even with all of the chipped paint and the weeds around?
I mean, for me, it's a feeling. You get this feeling of just some houses you go to and you just feel kind of sad, like you're just wondering what happened. But then other houses, there's something that stands out like, oh, they lived a good life here. And you can sometimes see where pictures were hanging, where wallpaper is faded. And it's just a way to get back in there and think, you know, these people lived, you know, a simple life, but it was a good life.
You did this for a long time just for your own pleasure and interest. And then you said, well, maybe I've got something here. What made you decide to start posting these publicly?
Well, I did it on my Facebook page for a while, but then I just thought, you know, maybe people don't want to see this and I'm just clogging up everybody's news feeds with these old houses. And I thought, I'll just start a page for the old houses. And I thought maybe I'd get 50 friends that liked it. And then it just sort of took off. And then people sending me their own pictures. And I'm like, okay, send them. I'll share them. And so that's where it's gone from there.
So people are not only sending their own pictures of abandoned houses, maybe by where they live, but are they giving you ideas and suggestions for where you should go next?
Yes. In fact, just the other day, someone sent me a message saying, go check out, there's an old castle in Rougemont, North Carolina. And I thought, an old castle? I thought, that can't be. So I went to Google. And so there is. It was Robert Mahaley. He's a local artist in the Durham area. And so he does have a castle. And what happened, though, is he built it to use as his private residence and studio. And his wife apparently died, and he just up and left it unfinished. And so I found this. I'm heading there this weekend.
And there's been no pushback. You've never been in a situation where you're there about to enter the house. You've got the camera out or you're not even in the house. You're in front of the house and someone drives by and says, what are you doing?
Yes.
That does happen.
But usually you can strike up a conversation and learn more than what you'd ever think you'd find out about it.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been that bad.
I guess these are all buildings that we look at all the time and we keep them in our head, but we don't ever expect anyone else to have an interest.
Right.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can see Michelle Bauer's pictures of abandoned buildings in North Carolina on Facebook, and we'll have a link at our website, wunc.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.